Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on a Monday. Hope you're doing all right. The narrative seems to be all right here on the text line.
Good. It should be. It's a regular season game, and I think people have learned over the years that it doesn't matter what you do now. It matters what you do in January. But it matters how you learn from a loss. And even with a loss, Dusty, you want to save some money today. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs scored 21 points yesterday, folks. That means you will now get 21 cents off a gallon of gas at Hy-Vee when you spend $21 or more today only. So get into your local Hy-Vee, spend $21 or more, and you'll get 21 cents off per gallon when you fuel up at Hy-Vee. So the savings are still big, even though the team lost, and you can capitalize on that as well. So get into Hy-Vee today, spend $21 or more, and save 21 cents per gallon.
Overreaction Mondays can always be one of my things I look forward to. I love when we go back, because we do it today as well, when we can go back to the script. But overreaction. Now, you could have one on the text line if you want. 913-586-7965. I'm sure you have some overreactions on the Chiefs-Bills game.
Right.
Nobody really going super dramatic today, which is nice. Now, I know there's some people like, if my team loses, I'm out. Like, I don't watch ESPN. I don't watch SportsCenter. I remember back in the day when the Chiefs would lose, like, none of my buddies would watch ESPN. We waited till like Wednesday.
Yeah, when the new week starts, you get back in. But nobody wants to relive a loss, you
the
know?
The older I get, the more I'm intrigued to listen after a loss.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. I'm interested to see which I know I tell you guys all the time. I'm interested to see what Colin Cowherd's take is on this team. I know what everybody's take is on Detroit.
Right? Oh, God, yes.
Doug Peterson's going to be fired in the next 2 hours.
Has that not happened yet?
It's coming. I think it's going to be like that dude from the Saints, where we're like, he's not fired yet. Then I came in the door, and I was like, fired. By the way, he's out.
He's out.
They were favored by 14, and they won by almost 50.
Yeah. What was it, 52-3 or 52-6? Yeah. Did they get 6 points?
Yeah, they kicked a field goal like late just to do it.
I love the fact that the Lions are just obliterating people, and they don't care. They just do not care, right?
They're dangerous, man.
They are, yeah.
But go ahead and kick us off on Overreaction Monday.
Who wants to start? Mac, you want to get going?
Yeah,
why
sure.
don't you start?
Okay. The NFC is a two-team conference. It's the Lions and the Eagles. That's it.
Okay.
Those two contenders. Everyone else, yeah, you're fine.
I'm glad
whatever.
You said the Eagles, because I was trying to think of who the other team was last night. I'm like, it's the Lions and...
You don't trust it? You don't trust Minnesota?
No.
They're not playing great.
No, they're not playing.
Sam Darnold has gone back to the pumpkin.
Yeah.
You know,
really?
You are who you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love me some Sammy, but yeah, it's
don't
not
believe
been great.
In Arizona. They didn't play this week, so you don't get to see them.
Yep, didn't play this week, but yeah, I just don't think they're as complete as those two teams. They're fun. They're feisty. They may be a good upset threat, mm-hmm. but I think that's all the rest of the NFC teams are. They're upset threats. They're not winning 3 or 4 games in a row and winning a Super Bowl.
Philadelphia is really, really good, and people have been sleeping on them all year because they've been spending so much time hating on Nick Sirianni, they forget they're winning games as well, right? Like, all of that
exactly.
has gotten lost with the Philadelphia Eagles. Every day, somebody wants to rip on the Eagles and rip on Sirianni. Were they 8-2?
Yeah, at some point, it's like, okay, is Sirianni actually good? Because he does win every season.
You don't believe in Green Bay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm gonna call quits on Green Bay. I'm gonna surrender.
Yeah.
I'm gonna surrender.
Okay.
I can't keep doing it. The Rams would be my honorable mention.
They're
there.
An interesting one, man.
Yes.
They really are with the health back now.
Yes.
And
they can score 40 on anyone.
Yeah.
They can run the ball. They have the best wide receiver duo in the league, and Matthew Stafford. I mean, he's a top 5-6 guy when he's right, and he's right now.
Yeah.
Sounds
like you're a golfer then.
On the other side, I'm a Lioner. The Lions are great. On the other side, AFC is a 4-team conference. Okay. Yeah, I know. I knew I'd get less agreement there. Chiefs, Buffalo, Baltimore and Pittsburgh would be my four teams.
See, I think Baltimore kind of showed us who they were yesterday, and I think take care.
You're done. Not contender.
Yeah, I think it's three, and Pittsburgh is, and as much as I love Mike Tomlin, kind of a fringe.
Because I think
Buffalo and Kansas City are so much better than everybody else.
That's
right.
Fair.
But, hey, stranger things have happened.
Everyone else, just fun competition, fun upsets. Mike Tomlin, that's the other one. Mike Tomlin, winning coach of the year.
Oh, really? You're on the bandwagon
now. Mike Tomlin's doing it. Yep. No Andy Reid, sadly.
Yeah, he lost yesterday.
Yep, that's it.
Had to go undefeated or he wasn't going to win Coach of the Year. Damn it.
How awful is that? Like, Andy Reid loses a game. He's no longer Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, that's your standard. That's your standard.
That is, right? All right, for me, overreaction. I don't know if it's overreaction, but Josh Allen is the MVP, and the Bills are the best competitor to the Chiefs and the only real challenger to their goals right now. That's kind of where I fell after that game yesterday. I don't know if that's overreaction or if that's fact, but I think Josh Allen is your clear favorite as the MVP right now. Pittsburgh is legit. They will win the AFC North. I don't think Baltimore is a contender in that division, and clearly Cincinnati went to bed last night and called themselves a season. The Lions are now overreaction. First time in Lions franchise history that they are the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl.
But is that an actual thing? Like, they are probably the favorite, right?
No, they are today. They are.
So
they
it's
are
not
the
really
favorite.
An overreaction. It's just fact.
but are they the favorite? Is what I'm getting at. Are they yes. really the favorite to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, let them
Chiefs
have it.
Versus Lions. Yeah. Who you taking?
Chiefs. But I'll let the Lions take that. Go ahead. Right. You deserve it. You've had, you know, however long your history is, you've had all that.
So I think that's a little bit of an overreaction. I still think the Chiefs are the better complete football team, the better coach team, the better quarterback team than Detroit. But this is the week. Detroit won big. Chiefs lost. You make them the favorite for the first time in their career. But I don't necessarily think they are the favorite. I think that's a little bit of an overreaction by Las Vegas.
Are Chiefs still second?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Whew.
Yeah.
What is that number?
Plus 500. Lions are plus 450. Chiefs are plus 500. I think Buffalo's plus 650.
Okay.
I wonder what the Chiefs odds are to win the AFC still. I bet you think it's still a minus number in front of that? Or you think it's like plus 125?
Yeah. I think it's probably like that.
We can always find out. Love this. Me with six. The Chiefs converted a fourth down throw to Frank Caliendo. I'd say that's going to the playbook.
I texted Bob and you guys immediately. I was like, this is all you all over it. Caliendo, dude. Yeah. That was awesome.
Doug Peterson's on a flight to Kansas City now. Overreaction.
What do we need him for?
Another offensive
left tackle?
Mine is not as like hell. But look, I'll make two. One is, my overreaction is there's only one spot available left in the AFC for the playoff picture, and that is the seventh seed.
Who's contending for that, do you think?
Miami, okay, Denver, Indianapolis.
Okay. Yeah, the Colts are back in the conversation for that seventh spot right now, right?
I'd add Cincinnati to that, but I agree.
Yeah, Cincinnati's still alive.
There's still seven losses. Like, every time I look at Cincinnati, I'm like, it's just not enough losses yet for them. They can still go 10-7, but they still have Pittsburgh twice.
Right. So they got a tough schedule, so I would say that the six seeds are done. Like, I think it's just over. I think your
top six are in.
It's
your four division winners. It's Baltimore. That's your five.
Chargers
are your six.
Mm-hmm. And there's one left.
There's one left, and it's
It's either Denver. It's either Indianapolis. It's either Cincinnati or Miami.
All right, hold on a second. Let me throw this one at you right now. I know we say Andy is done with Coach of the Year because they lost a game. What if? Three of the AFC West teams make the playoffs this year, and Andy Reid finishes 16-1. How is he not Coach of the Year navigating a division where all teams made the playoffs?
What is Pittsburgh's record, and what is the Chargers' record? Because Jim Harbaugh is going to be in the favorite conversation.
Yeah, I know, but Pittsburgh finishes, let's say Pittsburgh finishes with four losses.
Tomlin gets it.
You still think Tomlin gets it? Okay.
It's because he humbled Russell Wilson. Like, I heard somebody say that the other day. They were like, he benched Russell Wilson, a healthy scratch, for six games and went 4-2 with Justin Fields because he humbled Russell Wilson, and now Russell Wilson's like, okay, maybe I was a little cocky, and now he came down to earth, and now Russell Wilson's playing
great, except for that interception that he threw
in the end zone.
And then Justin Fields get in for a play, and then he doesn't even know where the first down marker is.
That's football IQ right there, man.
It is. That's exactly right.
My main overreaction is this. Lamar Jackson is no longer in the clubhouse for MVP. Justin Herbert, welcome in.
Okay.
Justin Herbert hasn't thrown an interception in eight straight games. The Chargers seem to have believed in the Harbaugh ways, so I take back everything I said. It is a system that is working.
Yeah, it is.
The guy just seems to know how to do it. He's the most successful coach I've seen go back and forth, back and forth. The Chargers are rolling. I know they barely won that game last night, but they won.
They won.
The Chiefs have barely won some games, but they won. The Chargers are now 7-3. Your MVP category now belongs with Josh Allen, number one. Number two is Jared Goff. And number three is Justin Herbert. Mahomes, the chances are probably gone. Yeah. If they were even there, I know he was a favorite on Vegas's books. Lamar Jackson, it's over, man. Like, you can't beat Pittsburgh and you can't beat the Chiefs. You're a back-to-back, you're a two-time MVP winner. If you wanted to win a third one, you'd have won your division, which you still can, and you'd have won it with force. So we'll see.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But my overreaction is Justin Herbert belongs in the MVP category, and he might be number two.
I hate the fact
that Jared Goff's balling, dude.
For Lamar, though, I mean, like, he's so good except against the teams that he needs to be good against. And,
because if you're going to give Miami a bunch of crap last year because they went 11-6 and they didn't beat anybody good, but they went 11-6, you look at Lamar Jackson, you can't beat Pittsburgh, you can't beat Kansas City.
They're doing the same thing.
You can't win the playoffs. What are you?
Yeah, you're just a guy. You're just a guy at this point in time, right?
If we're going to do that to Dak Prescott, we got to do it to Lamar Jackson.
Mm, right, but certain
people... But he's won two MVPs.
So what?
Because of numbers and records that don't matter.
Yeah, the regular season stuff just doesn't matter. You still want Patrick Mahomes under center over anybody right now. And I'll go with your Justin Herbert thing, too. I know we've only seen him in one playoff game, but, bro, you had like a 37-point lead in that postseason game and lost to Doug Peterson in Jacksonville, and that's the last time they've been relevant. I told you that ATN fumble was going to ruin him for the entire year.
You're right.
I mean, they have not recovered from that mess. Has he been fired yet? It's 8 o'clock on the East Coast.
No, we're checking. We're checking.
Keep hitting refresh.
By the way, Chiefs plus 220 for the conference there.
Oh gosh,
yeah,
that might be worth it.
Is that the number one odds though? They're still the favorite.
Yeah, I think it plus 320 is Buffalo. Yeah,
okay. Plus 220. There's some money there to be won.
Wow.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.